Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 1st, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Google is adding a commute tab to Google Maps that highlights congestion and disruption on your route. In 80 regions, it will show your bus or train in real time on the map as well. In Sydney, Australia, it will even show passenger capacity that hopefully will be added to other markets in the future. Maps is also adding playback controls for Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Play Music right within Maps. The updates are rolling out worldwide to Android and iOS this week. August 10th, the FBI executed a search warrant on the home of Grant Michalski looking for evidence of sending or receiving child pornography. The agents found an iPhone 10 and asked Michalski to look at the phone to allow them to unlock it using Face ID, which he did. It is thought to be the first case of law enforcement using Face ID to unlock a phone as part of an investigation. Since Michalski cooperated willingly, this case does not test whether suspects can be compelled to use their face to unlock a phone. Sunday, California Governor Jerry Brown signed a net neutrality bill into law in his state, forbidding ISPs from speeding up or slowing down certain kinds of content or charging companies to deliver their sites or apps faster. Within hours, the U.S. Department of Justice filed for an injunction against the law on the grounds that the internet operates across state lines, and in the United States, states cannot regulate interstate commerce. The California law would not go into effect until January 1st. Saturday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk changed his mind and settled with the U.S. SEC over tweets about taking the company private. The SEC had filed a lawsuit claiming the tweets were fraud. Musk and Tesla will pay $20 million each in fines. An independent chairman will replace Musk on Tesla's board of directors, and two independent directors will be added to the board. Musk will remain CEO of the company, as well as a separate investigation by the Department of Justice continuing. Fast Company reports Tim Berners-Lee will launch his company Inrupt this week to offer user control over personal data using the decentralized platform Solid, also developed by Berners-Lee at MIT. Inrupt stores data in a Solid pod, which lets users own their data and control which services and applications can access personal data rather than storing it separately with every service. Developers can build decentralized apps through the Inrupt site. HP announced the 13.3-inch Spectre Folio 2-in-1 laptop with a leather cover over a magnesium frame. The cover has a spine and stitching to make it look like a book when it's closed. The idea is not just to make it look appealing, but it also should work better than metal bodies when switching between modes. And it's designed for disassembly, so the leather could be replaced if needed. An Intel Core i5 model is $1,299, Core i7, $1,399. An LTE version with Core i7 is $1,499, all available for pre-order shipping at the end of October. A 4K display option and burgundy color will be available in December. Verizon has turned on 5G service in parts of Houston, Texas, Indianapolis, Indiana, Los Angeles, and Sacramento, California. The expected average speed is 300 megabits per second. The service is temporarily built on Verizon's 5G TF standard. That will be updated to the 5G NR standard once it's finalized by the 3GPP. Customers get free access for the first 3 months, after which it will be $70 a month. A Best Buy mistakenly sold a customer a third-generation Chromecast that has not been announced and is likely part of Google's upcoming October 9th announcement of expected to be about the Pixel 3 phone as well. The buyer said it wouldn't scan at the Best Buy checkout because it wasn't supposed to be sold until October 9th, but since the price was listed the same as the old Chromecast, they let him buy it anyway. The buyer could not set it up when he got it home, since it requires a new version of the Home app that has not yet been released. Finally, Bloomberg sources say an upcoming episode of Black Mirror will let Netflix users choose what happens at certain points in the storyline. It's the first interactive story meant for adults and the first of several experiments. The sources say Netflix has a deal for one more live-action interactive story and is negotiating rights for two others, some of them based on video games. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.